We are learning Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on the bottom of Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. We had a Mishnah that Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, if you're allowed to transfer Sloam Kesef into Dimrei Zav. Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to do that. Beis Hillel says you could do that. And Pashtos, the Gemara is learning out of Machlokes is, if Dimrei Zav are considered Kesef or not. According to Beis Shammai, it's considered Peiris. So I can't switch Kesef, which is currency, into Peiris, which is Dimrei Zav. And Beis Hillel says no. That Dimrei Zav are considered currency, so he's switching Kesef into the Dimrei Zav. But there's a Machlekes V'Yechon Rosh Lakish, if you take Peiris, real Peiris, and you want to transfer onto Zav, what would Beis Shammai say there? Beis Shammai says that it's not considered currency, but maybe it's only Klapi Kesef, but maybe Peiris is considered currency, or not. And the Shal is, if Beis Shammai even argues about that so much Peiris, that the Zav is considered Peiris so such a degree that you can't even transfer Peiris onto the Zav. So we don't know which one is Rabbi Yechon Chavis Lakish. One of them holds that, according to Beis Shammai, you cannot transfer Peiros onto Zav. And one holds you could. So which one is Rabbi Yechon? So Gemara says here in the bottom of the Amud, Tastayim Rabbi Yechon with Amud Imechal Lidon. Let's bring a ride. Rabbi Yechon holds that Zav is considered Peiros even regards to other Peiros. Don't Rabbi Yechon. Also, little voice, dinner for dinner. Rabbi Yechon says you're not allowed to lend a dinner for a dinner. Just like Zalacha, you're not allowed to lend a saw for a saw. You're not allowed to lend a saw Peiris for a saw Peiris because it might go up in price. So he says you also can't lend a dinner for a dinner. Now, if dinner for a dinner, whatever, we'll see what a dinner, type of dinner it is. But if it's Kesef, you could. There's no issue saw for saw. Saw for saw is only by Peiris. So obviously he's considering the dinner here to be Peiris. So it says also if it's dinner for dinner. Dinner the mat. You lend a dinner for Kesef. If it's dinner for Kesef, which means he holds Zav Avada is called currency, and Kesef is considered Peiris. The Gemara says, "Dinah shel Kesef gavanav shei mi kamad yom lav tivah hava." Everyone agrees that Kesef, in regards to Kesef, is considered tivah. Just like you find, everyone agrees, let it be put Peiris onto Kesef, because the same thing when it's this the gavanav this. Like the Torah speaks out, "Mishum the pshita talmud da filu beis hilah da amri kasev la gavanav peira." Even if you hold that Zav is the currency and Kesef is the Peiris, still Indian. That's so only when they transfer for each other, the Zav is more chashiv. But everyone agrees that Kaspa Lagavi Nafshei or Lagavi Peiris is Pashid, that's considered Kesef. And therefore, Zichon Oribis. So it can't be talking about Kesef to Kesef because that everyone would agree it's not considered Peiris. Elopshit, it must be. When Rav Yechon says, Asa Luv is Dinam Adinam, it means Dinam Shazav, but Dinam Shazav. Vilaman, who are going according to? Ila Beis Hillel, who are Mritiva. Beis Hillel says that the Zav is considered currency, so it definitely is not an Isser. El Lav Vishamai, it's going to Vishamai. Vishmamino, Rabbi Yechon Dama, Emichalinam. And you see Rabbi Yechon says Emichalinam because you see that it's considered Mamish Peiris, because you see you can't lend a Zav for a Zav. It means he considers it real Peiris, and therefore you can't transfer Peiris in that either. So it must be, it's going to Vishamai. And Tosfos already asks, the Lachari, what do you mean? Why would Rabbi Yechon say Alachia? Also, love is dinner, dinner. He's going to Vishamai? We don't pass, like we never pass to Vishamai. Tosfos second Tarot is because our Mishnah really says like Vishamai, because our Mishnah says that Zav is considered Peiris. So you see, now, Rabbi Yechon holds in that cheetah that holds his Peiris, which is our Mishnah really, and it's Beis Shammai as well. He holds his, it's a Gamri Peiris. You can't even do that. Therefore, you can't lend a dinner for a dinner. Mishmami Rabbi Yechon Dama Emichalina, and you can't transfer Peiris onto Zav because Zav is considered Mamish Peiris. Zav Dama, no, look, Loi Lo Meim Loch Rabbi Yechon Hu Dama Emichalina. Rabbi Yechon holds you could transfer Peiris onto Zav because Zav is definitely Kesef when it comes to Peiris. Mishani Avo is different. Kiv Din Yemeka Chamemka. Since when you buy Zav with Kesef or Kesef with Zav, you go the other way. There we say that the Zav is considered Peiris. We say that goes up and down. Therefore, Lagavi Mechamemkar, when it comes to Kesef Klapi Zav, is considered Peiris. So Lagavi Hava Nami Peirava. Hava is different. When it comes to Hava, we consider Peiris because anything that fluctuates will be considered Peiris. And since that's not the gold standard, that's not the mamish, the main currency is Kesef, according to Beis Shammai and according to Rabbi Yechonon. So therefore, regarding itself also, it's considered Issa Sava Sava. Avada Gabi Peiris is considered currency. And I'll bring it right here, Hakanam Estavra, because almost of a first Rabbi Yechonon. If you also Rabbi Yechonon, Rabbi Sebshem Yechonon, Abbi Shomru also loves dinner for dinner. You really can't land a dinner for a dinner, which is dinner Zav, dinner Zav. Ava mechalina ma'isa sheni alav, but you can mechala ma'isa sheni on it. Clearly, he's not the sheet that holds, you can't mechala Peiris on it. He just holds, Ava is different, because since that's not the top of the line currency, the difference fluctuates, and therefore there's an issa sabasa, shmamina. So Echanami, Takaraya, that Rabbi Yechon holds the opposite way, if anything. Rabbi Yechon holds that you could be Mechal, Maisa Sheni on Tazov, Paris on Tazov, even though he holds that it has Dim Paris, Klapi Kasav. And therefore, for itself, for Zov, you can't do it, Kutzko, Savasa. Masha Enkain, if it's Paris on Zov, it could be done. So we're still sticking with this Pshat in the Machlaikis. The Machlaikis is Zahav Peirais or not at Chodesh B'Sham Meselol. And then there's another Machlaikis of Amorayim argue in B'Sham, how far does he take it that it's Peiris? Is it even Peiris in regards to other Peiris or not? Toshima, let's try to bring it right to one of the Shalos. Toshima, HaPoirit Sela Memoyis Maisa Sheni. We have here a fellow that has Nechoshes, has a lot of Prutois, which are made out of copper, and he wants to go to Yerushalayim. So he wants to switch it into Kesef. That's Pashut. He could switch it into Kesef. Why? Because Kesef is definitely a higher level. So you're definitely going into, you're putting Prutos into Kesef. So what does it say over here? What you could do is, you could do the whole thing and give all the Mayis and switch it into Kesef. It's not a problem. Basil says, no, don't do that. Basil, remember, Shekel Kesef, Shekel Mayis. Leave some Prutus. What's the reason? Because everyone comes to Yerushalayim just with silver. So that, then, it'll raise the prices of Prutus. It means Prutus will be hard to get to come to because no one came with Prutus. So automatically, the Prutus will go up in price. The Shochet will charge extra. He's going to give less Prutus for the Kesef because they're very scarce. They don't have so many Prutus around. And it comes to Mayis Shem Nifstad because how do you buy the payers of Maisa Sheni in Yerushalayim, you buy it with Prutos because Kesef is too big. You have to change the money. And it's going to come out, it's going to be too expensive, it's going to be a loss to Maisa Sheni. Therefore, Basil says, keep some Prutos with you to buy immediately in Yerushalayim. Then if you need more, you'll get more. It won't raise the price of Prutos because people are coming with Prutos. That's the facts. That's says in this price. Now, Hashtal Beishamai, the guy Prita Michalinon. Now, how did the Nechoshes get Kedushas Maisa Sheni? You transfer Peiris onto Nechoshes. Now, what's better, Nechoshes or Zav? You assume Zav is better. So, Madach Veshamai, you could transfer Peiris onto Nechoshes. Like, Gabi, to have him a boy, you have to tell me that you could do the Zav. Sure, you could do the Zav. So, it's a Kasha, and that man, the Yama holds, as a Tarsh Lakish, that you can't transfer Peiris onto Zav. Lechaira, it's Mavoy over here, that you could transfer onto Nechoshes. Kavachayim onto Zav, Zav is better. Gemara says, no, Zov is not so much better. Shani Prita, Ba'ashu, Sagin, Harifi. Lemaisa, in places where they have Prutas around, they're very, very used as currency, very much used as currency, and therefore they have a milo over Zov. Zov is still only for the elite. It's not used so much, but the places where they're taking Prita, the dollar stores and all those places, they take it a lot, and therefore it's considered maybe more Kesef than Zov in a certain way, and therefore it's Pashid that there you could transfer Peiris onto Prita. Lishta Achrina. Gemara is another Lashon in explaining the Machlekes, Beshame, and Beshilo. Lishta achrina. I'm the Rabbi Yochanan Rosh Lakish. Chad omar v'chleikis b'slom al dinrim. One says machleikis is dafka to transfer kesef on tazav. What's the machleikis? The Beishamei savri a kesef keserish v'kesef sheni. Beishamei says, a whole new pshat. Beishamei says, you only let it transfer once. Peiris onto kesef. Then you can't transfer again kesef to another kesef. You can't do that. Kesef rishon v'kesef sheni. Beisil savri ha kesef kesef riba. Beisil says that we have a lashon mitzarta ha-kesef biyadecha, the extra hey, that's marba, or the extra word kesef rather, the extra word kesef that says in the parasha, it says, v'nasata ha-kesef chosh tavanav shecho, the pasuk before, v'sata v'kesef v'tzarta ha-kesef biyadecha, the pasuk ha-kesef is extra, so v'sata v'kesef v'tzarta biyadecha, what's v'sata ha-kesef biyadecha? This word ha-kesef is extra, teaches us that you can do it twice. That's right now explaining the chalikas b'sham v'sila. Now, so Beishami holds the Kesef Kesef Rishon Kesef Sheni. Beisil Sarei Kesef Kesef Riba. Vafilu Kesef Sheni. Aval Peiris Adinrin Divrei Hakol Mechlinon. But Peiris Adinrin, no reason not to do that. You can do Peiris on Zav. That we don't have in the card. That's the Shaila. The whole Mechlek is just about doing two Kesefs. The reason why you can't do Kesef on the Zav because you're not allowed to do twice. Vafilu Peiris Adinrin Divrei Hakol Mechlinon. The Kati Kesef Rishon. It's still the Kesef Rishon. The Chadama, the other one, either Riechon or Shlokish holds, Af Peiris Adinrim Nam Mechleikis. The Mechleikis is also a Peiris Adinrim. In other words, he's saying that the time of the Beishamai is not because Kesef Rishon like Kesef Sheni. The time Beishamai is because it's Peiris. Because Zav is considered Peiris. That's why you can't transfer Kesef onto Zav, because it's considered Peiris. And if it's considered Peiris, so you can't transfer Peiris onto the Zav either. So that's Pshat. So it comes to here, it's a Mechleikis, a fundamental Mechleikis. What's Pshat and Beishamai? The fee one man the Yom Pshat and Beishamai is because Kesef Rishon like Kesef Sheni. And therefore, Peiros on the Zav is Pashas Mutter. It's not a problem. It's a, that's Kesef Rishon. The other man, was no. The reason why I can't transfer Kesef on the Zav is because Zav has a din of Peiros. And therefore, you also can't transfer Peiros on the Zav. Freitim Marakasha. And we're learning it's Dafka Machloikas about Kesef Rishon, below Kesef Shani, that you can't go Peiros, Kesef, and then again Kesef. So why do you have to go Kesef on Zav? And then you're confusing everyone. And I'm looking at Slam Adirim, Liflig with Slam on Slam. Just argue by Slam on Slam. Do Kesef on another Kesef. Now, why would you be doing such a thing? Tosfos speaks out, sometimes some of the coins are easier to be accepted than the other ones because they're nicer. Whatever the reason is, maybe they should say that's what a machlekes is, because Kesef Rishon, Kesef Shani. Why if you pick Kesef Zav? Now you're confusing people thinking that maybe it's Peiros. Liflig with Slam on Slam. Moses says, no. Liflig with Slam on Slam, Havamina, Hanemili with Slam on Slam. You say Dafka there is where it's a problem. Avo b'slom, that's where Dafka, where Beis Hillel says that Yemar be could do Kesef Shani. But maybe Slom Adirim, maybe Beis Hillel holds there's a problem of Peiros problem. Avo Slom Adirim, Moidlu Beis Hillel Beis Shami, the Dafka Gav Kesef Peir Havo, Veloi Mechalinon, and you're not going to be Mechalel, and it doesn't work, Kamash Lo No. So the Madiyama holds, the Mechalik is Dafka Beis Hillel Adirim, I had to say it this way in order to bring out that there's no problem of a Peiros problem. Because you just said the Mechalik says by Slom Aslom, you think it's a Peiros problem, therefore Kamash Lon, there is no Peiros problem. Toshima, Lom bring an Acharayah. HaPeirot Selah Shemais Hasheni B'Yerushalayim. When you get to Yerushalayim, so now you have the Kesef, that you want to transfer that into Prutas, because that's the way you buy Peiros with Prutas. You can't buy Peiros with Kesef, it's too expensive. It's too big, it's too big of a coin. So you have to transfer it, you have to change it into Prutas. So now when you change that Kesef, you know, a Kesef, for example, like the Marzal before, is 192 Prutas. So don't change it, don't change all the Kesef. Yes, you have 10 Kesef, don't change it into 1920 Prutas. Don't do that. HaParit Sel Shemai Tshani Vishlaim, Vishlaim Rav Mechala Sel Amayis. Vishlaim says, yeah, you could do that, put a 1920 Prutas. Vishlaim Rav, no. Vishal Kesef Vishal Gamayis, leave some in Kesef, leave some in Mayis. What's the reason? The reason Vesel is because maybe you're not going to finish using all those prutas, and you're going to have extra prutas. What do you do with extra prutas? You're going to, it gets rotten, the chayshus gets rotten over the year. So therefore, you want to switch it back to Islam. And therefore, every time you switch something, you pay the shulchan a little cut. So you know, my shulchan is going to lose because you're changing it twice. Therefore, don't change it all at one time. That's what he says. Don't change it all at one time. So that's the price. Now the kasha is, what do you see over here? Hashto kas for the guy preti mechalino, and here you can take kesef and transfer it into prutos. For lawyer meaning kesef reason because of shani, you don't say you can't do it twice because it was the peiros into the kesef, now kesef into prutos. So lechayra, how are you allowed to do that? Kesef shani. So hashto kas for the guy preti mechalino, lawyer meaning kesef reason because of shani. The guy be the hava the chashav name meaning kesef reason because of shani. Think it's here. That's hechazip pshat in beis shama yes because you now do kesef shani. You want to put into prutos in Yerushalayim. Amar Rava, no. Yerushalayim k'mayis v'is, shani Yerushalayim d'chsiv b'ay mesata kesef v'chalosh tav nafshcho, b'abok v'atzoin. It says, we get to Yerushalayim, you let us spend it on anything. And like Tosfos speaks out, even though it has to be dafka, peiri miperi, gedulei karka, but also money is also a good thing to change into, because then you can buy things easier. So in Yerushalayim, it's different din. There's no din. There's that, there it's part of your purchasing power is to scratch into prutas, and therefore it's not a problem. But now it's be a stumper. Toshama. The other brides we learned earlier, HaParet Selam Moyes Mezasheni, you're in Chutz, you're out of Yerushalayim. You're in other parts of Eretz Yisrael, out of Yerushalayim. And you're being Paret Selam Moyes Mezasheni. You are changing your Prutois into Kesef, right? So Veshavi Ayrim Mechala Selam Moyes, put it all into Kesef. But still, Ayrim Kesef Shalam Moyes, you said before, the reason is because you don't want the Yerushalayim to be out of Prutois. Therefore, you leave some Prutois. Now, but in any case, the you'll have to switch Kesef, the Prutos into Kesef. What do you mean? Kesef Sheni. I, Kesef Rishon, Kesef Sheni. I'll switch it twice. You know, only once, Peiros into Kesef. You can't go again. So here's a first a Mishnah, or Braisa, that you're allowed to do it. So there can't be Pshat, Kesef Sheni. No problem, Kesef Sheni. Kuli Amma, Kesef, Kesef. Reba, Dexter, Kesef, Marba, Philip, Kesef Sheni. So what's the Machlaikis now? Because we already had an earlier Machlaikis. We had a Machlaikis was about if it's Peiros or not. And then we had a whole Shaldia. But then we tried another Machlaikis of Kesef Sheni. Now we'll try the third way. This is the third way to learn the Machlaikis. Chad Omar, one says that the Machlaikis Beis Shammai Masilah is like this. Chad Omar, Machlaikis Beis Slom Adilrim. Machlaikis is to switch Kesef into Zav. What's the Shaila? Beis Shammai Savri Gezrina and Shema on top of Mehem Veis. Shema Yisha Ali Oisav. maybe you're not going to go up to Yerushalayim right away. Why? Because you want to get enough kesef to reach a gold coin, which is 25 kesef goes to gold coin. You only have so far, you switch all those prutas in the kesef, you have a bunch of 192 prutas in the kesef, you have already 13, and you say, I want to get 20, I don't want to bring 13 things of kesef or 18, I want to bring a zav, one coin of zav, it's easy to hide it, I want to do that. So let me wait. And what happens is, you wait so long, you're not going to bring the Ma'aseh Sheni this year. And like the Mitzvah Eisen explains, there's an inyan to bring the Ma'aseh Sheni this year, and not to wait another year. He says maybe it's a problem about the Acher as well, and that's to wait three regalim. So here he's not going to bring it up, because he's going to wait till it gets to, reaches up. You're not going to bring it up to Yerushalayim. So it's a gzeira. The reason why you're not letting it, we say you're not letting it put it into Zav, because gzeira, you might wait too long until you reach the level of Zav. Not worry, you might wait. If you don't reach your dinner, you bring the kesef up. It's not such a big deal. But the first one is I'll pay rice. I'll dinner. But I call mechalina. But that's partially allowed to switch pay rice onto dinrim, because you're not worried that you're going to wait until you have enough to switch it on a kesef or on a zav. Let's say you have a lot of pay rice. You're not going to wait till we get enough to a zav, because the pay rice get rotten, so you know you're going to transfer right away. Avah pay rice. Which means on Dirizav, Dirah Kol Mechalinon, everyone will agree that you're allowed to be Mechal. What's the reason? Because here in the Makarve, the Markavi, since it gets Ratin, Loi Mashal, he's not going to wait. And therefore, there's no Machalikis there. V'chadam, the Lama says, no, I feel the parents are Machalikis. Why? Even then, we're worried if you allow him to do it on Dirizav, he might wait and get it to Direi Zav, and with that, it'll get Ratan. He holds even that the other man, the Rechon Shlokish, holds that even there, there's a Machlokes. Okay, so that's the Machlokes, Rechon Shlokish. Now the Gemara goes now, generally speaking, on the three ways learning Beisham Beisilam. We have Beisham says, Lo Yasa Shalom and Dirim, and we have three Pshatim of that, either because it's pay rice, or because you now do Kesef Sheni, or because you might wait too long. And Beisil says, you are allowed to, Yasa, you are allowed to do it, Loshin is Beisil Oimrim, Matirim, it's Mutter. So, think about a like this. Bishlam lachlish damer to midiraisa mishasharer bono to gozerbei. If you learned the third shot, then really midiraisa, you're allowed to transfer slom into dirim. Kesef sheni is not a problem. It's not a problem of peiros. What's the problem? You don't wait too long. It's a rabbanon digadin. Rabbanon digazibo. How do you tell a yasev le yasev? Last one means it sounds like you shouldn't do it. About how it works, but you shouldn't do it. Elachlish to damer to midiraisa pligi. The first two pshatim that say there's a shayla of midiraisa. It just say not yasev le yasev. It just say Beishami says loy michalalina. It doesn't work. Michalim lechalina boyle. It should have said a much stronger lashon. It doesn't work. And the more answer is kasha, more ends kasha is taka kasha. And those pshatim learn that's the right thing of problem. It's a shver lashon yasa le yasa. It should have said mechalina v'loy mechalina.